the back, say salawat for her. Can you stand, Christina? Christina, she just accepted Islam about an hour ago. And welcome. Welcome, Christina. And this is your home, and this is your family, and those are your sisters, and those are your brothers. And you are part of this family, beautiful family, which is called Islam. And we ask the Lord to help you to find Him and to get closer to Him and to the truth, because nothing is more important in this life than finding the truth and following the truth. This is our main mission. So by reading more and more about this book, I gave you a copy with the translation. Try to read several passages and several verses every day with reflection. And also there are books, of course, and listen to videotapes of speakers. The more you get knowledgeable about religion and God, the closer you get to Him. And the closer you get to Him, the more righteous you are going to be in this society. So let's begin with Surah Hud, verses 44 through 46 or 47. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل يا أرض ابلعي ماءك ويا سماء أقلعي وغيض الماء وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين ونادى نوح ربه فقال رب إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين قال يا نوح إنه ليس من أهلك إنه عمل غير صالح فلا تسألن ما ليس لك به علم إني أعظك أن تكون من الجاهلين صدق الله العلي العظيم. Six short phrases. The flood that lasted for 6 months, and Noah, as you heard previously, with some of his family members and a numbered of his community, small number, they survived by embarking upon the ship, the ark. And some commentators believe that the ship was floating for about 6 months. And with six phrases in this book, which is verse 44, Allah concludes the flooding. How does He conclude that? وَقِيلَ, and it has been said by the Lord, وَقِيلَ. We said, or it has been said, to the flood وقيل يا أرض ابلعي ماءك, أو earth swallow your water, ويا سماء أقلعي, and أو sky hold back. أقلع, sometimes some Arab people use this term, أقلع. أقلع means stop. أقلع, this is a Quranic term. أقلع means stop. O sky, stop and hold back your rain. ويا سماء أقلعي وغيض الماء, and the water was made to recede. The water of the flood that flooded a huge part of the earth. Huge part of the earth. The commands came to this water to be receded. وغيض الماء وقضي الأمر, and the command was carried out, the command of the Lord that the flood has to start for a while and then stops and ends has been carried out. وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي, and the ark eventually settled where? On Mount Judi. I'll speak about Mount Judi. واستوت على الجودي وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين, and it was said by God, away, بعدا, away, away from where? From God's mercy. You are not included in God's mercy. بعدا, away with the wrongdoing people, قوم الظالمين, because they insisted on their wrongdoings. God has given them chances, many chances. God is not the God of revenge, neither he is the God of hate, nor he is an impatient God. He is very patient, and he gives chances to us when we commit a sin. But some people, unfortunately, through their arrogance, through their stubbornness, they insist on staying on the wrong path. So here God says, you don't accept my mercy. I offered my mercy. I offered my salvation to you, but you don't accept it. وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا, therefore it would be said, بُعْدًا, away, away. بُعْدًا, it means you are far away from God's mercy. You don't want to be included in God's mercy. وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين. So where is this Mount Judi? واستوت على الجودي, the ark eventually settled on Mount Judi. There are many theories. Some people say Judi is the name of a mountain which is near the city of Mosul in northern Iraq. Other people believe that it is the name of a mountain in eastern Turkey. Another group believes that Judi is a mountain in Armenia, Mount Ararat. I saw that mountain last year, April last year I was in Armenia. There is a huge mountain, very huge, that overlooks Yerevan, the capital of Armenia. That mountain is Mount Ararat, and some people call it Jabal Nuh, Mount Noah. So it has different names, Mount Ararat and Mount Noah. They believe that the ship, the Ark of Noah, rested there, settled there on that mountain, and they say then the ruin of this ship was found, some broken pieces of this ship was found, and some people, they are preserving it in museums. So this ship settled on Mount Judi, and then next week we're going to see how Nuh alayhi salam, the captain, or the captain, capitan of this ship, he disembarked from this ship with the rest who survived with him. And they established the new generation. They say now this current generation that we see, they come from his children. three of his children, they were in the ship. One of them refused. One of them refused to get on board because he had the choice. The father tried to convince him. He tried to speak to him. He tried to be nice to him. He went after him many times. He was running after his son to convince him to get on board. But the son, because of the influence of number one, his mother, and number two, his bad friends. How does children get lost? Sometimes it's the influence of family members. Some family members, they have bad influence on their siblings, on their children, sometimes on their partners. They have bad influence, and this influence is amazing. The issue of influence is really amazing. Especially the influence of the friends. Sometimes you think that I can influence my friend, but you never know, maybe he would influence you. The issue of influence is very delicate. We don't pay attention to it. We don't even feel it. Sometimes some people, they brainwash us slowly, slowly. We don't pay attention to it. Until it is too late. This is why prevention is better than a cure. You have to choose good friends, righteous friends. Because if one of your friends is bad, he or she would teach you, not from the first day or second day, slowly, slowly, through this friendship and companionship, that person is going to influence you, and you're going to learn and pick up that bad habit from him or her. Be very careful who you associate yourself with, because they are the shapers of your character and your identity and your manners. Be careful in the issue of friendship. Yes, it's good to be nice to all people and kind and smiling. But you can't take everyone as an intimate friend or a close friend. You can't. This is a responsibility. As you cannot eat any food, would you eat any food in the market? No, you choose the best food, the healthiest food. You don't want to get sick. Same thing with a friendship. Friendship, try not to get sick by associating yourself with some people. And when I say good people, good, some people think good means only he prays and he fasts. No, this is not right. Some people, they do pray and fast, but they are not good. They are not good. Prayers and fasting for them is mechanical, does not even change their life. Nowadays, prayers is easy to pray, believe me. But to be a good person is not easy. So be careful. Even if you are an adult, still, you are susceptible for change. You are susceptible for influence, whether it is good influence or bad influence. Oy hedari, in bachar sakit. Take the baby into that room, please. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So this, unfortunately, the son, he refused. Eventually, he said to his dad, Sa'awi ila jabalin ya'asimuni min al-ma. Don't worry about me. Don't run after me. I'll take refuge at the summit of this mountain where water is not going to reach me. The father said to him, La asima laka al-yawma min amri Allah. There is no refuge. When God wants to destroy, there is no refuge. Even if you go to the moon, the water is going to reach you. Come and join. But he refused. Now, they say that Quraysh, the polytheist of Quraysh, one day they said, let's defeat this man Muhammad. Let's defeat him. This man brought a book called Quran, Revelation from God. We can make up something like this Quran and challenge him, and eventually we're going to defeat him. Because he claims that his book is a miracle. Nobody can bring something close to it. So they decided among them, those who are highly skilled in language, they gathered for several months to make up something like this book. When they reached this verse in Surah Hud, verse 44, that I just recited, وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ ابْلَعِي مَاءَكِ وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي وَغِيضَ الْمَاءُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِي وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, they stopped here. They said, wow, look at the eloquence here. Look at this powerful prose and language and expression, the fluency of the Quran, the articulation of the Quran. This verse, verse 44, they gave up. Because this verse, if we are familiar with Arabic and Arabic literature, you will find this verse is very powerful. They say the most eloquent verse. The entire Quran is eloquent. But Mufassirin, the exegist, they say the most powerful verse in the Quran is this one. Surah Hud, verse number 44. In its articulation and fluency, it's the most powerful. So they gave up. They said, that's it. Mission not accomplished. We cannot do anything to Muhammad and his book. Because if he brings such a verse, this means this is not the work of a human being. This is not the language of a human being. This is the language of the divine, of the Lord. So, وَنَادَى نُوحٌ رَبَّهُ. When the son is lost and drowned, of course, a father remains father. A father remains father and a mother remains mother. And they have emotions towards their children. Parents, when they look at their children going into the wrong direction, they feel sorry for them. Many parents, their prime objective in this life and their prime goal is to save their children, is to protect their children. Children do not notice this. They don't notice it. When do they notice it? When they become parents themselves. But when they are young, teenagers, they don't know how much their parents suffer just to protect them. And Nuh was a father. And Nuh had emotions. And therefore, after the flood, this is what he said to God. He pleaded with God to save his son. Though the son rejected the truth, but the father remains a father. He cannot see his son being drowned and being dead and perishes and goes eventually into the wrong destination. So what did he say to God? Verse number 45. وَنَادَى نُوحٌ, and Nuh called out, nada, called out. وَنَادَى نُوحٌ رَبَّهُ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنَّ ابْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي, called out to his Lord and said, O Lord, truly my son is from my family. He's part of my family. Part of my heart. Part of my existence. How can I see him being perished? وَنَادَى نُوحٌ رَبَّهُ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنَّ ابْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ, and thy promise is indeed true. You promised that you did. Where did he do promise God? The verses before. If you read the verses before, God says to him, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا وَفَارَ التَّنُّورِ قُلْ نَحْمِلْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ وَأَهْلَكِ. One. The water is going to rise. We asked, we commanded him, get on board yourself and from every species, a pearl from every species, and your family and those who believed with you. So God said to him, take your family to save them. So Nuh here was saying, my son is my family and you promised me to save him. So where is your promise, God? وَنَادَى نُوحٌ رَبَّهُ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنَّ ابْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ. I know your promise is indeed the truth. You don't make false promises. إِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And you are the most judge of judges. So I need my son back. I don't want him to die. I don't want damnation for my son. I want salvation for him. He's part of me. إِنَّبْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي. Your children are part of you. Part of your happiness, part of your life. Sometimes parents, they have no problem of their own. Parents are healthy, successful, but if anything happens to one of their kids, they become sad. Parents are good, they are doing well. Themselves, they are doing well, they are healthy, they are successful, they are moving forward. But they get sad, not because of themselves, because of their children. And they become happy because of their children. Some people, they become more happy and happier for their children's success than their own success. Some parents, some mothers and fathers. I know many parents, they were happier during their children's wedding more than their own weddings. Especially some women, believe me. They didn't enjoy their weddings. But they are enjoying their children's wedding. Okay? So, when we see our children are flourishing, we get happy. We get happy. This is why they say, my friends, they say a man or a woman would never be jealous of their children. A man could be jealous of his father, of his brother, but not his son. This is a theory, psychological theory, and this is a true. This is a true. A father or a mother cannot be jealous of their own children. They could be jealous of everyone around them except their children. Why? Because they see themselves in their children. Children are mirrors reflecting their parents. So Nuh is saying to God, God, my son is me. I don't want him to drown. Allah is giving him an intellectual and rational answer. Here there is a question. Where do we put, which one we put first, religion or family? Which one is more important? It's difficult to answer this question. Both of them are important. If you ask a mother, which one is more important to you, your religion or your daughter or your son? Or if you ask this question from a father, ask a father, which one is more important to you, religion, faith, or family? What would the answer be? Do you say family? You put family before religion? They say you are non-believer. Do you put religion before family? They say you don't have emotions. You are not a true human being. So which one is more important? Listen to the answer where God gives in verse, in the next one, which is 46. قَالَ يَا نُوح. God said to Noah, قَالَ يَا نُوح إِنَّهُ truly إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. He's not from your family. He's not from your family. Because my interpretation of family is different. God says, my understanding and my definition and my interpretation of the term family is different from you. I don't look at family as being only flesh and blood. It's not only that. But family to God means principles and values. God says, when you share your blood with others, this means you are family with them. But sometimes you have to share more than blood. You have to share principles and values and manners and akhlaq. This is more important. Therefore, we find in this life that some people, they feel more comfortable being with strangers who have no blood relationship with them, no family ties with them, but they have a stronger ties than family, which is what? Values, principles, manners, akhlaq. And they get close to them. Sometimes people cannot tolerate members of their own family because they don't have deen, they don't have manners, they don't have values. Allah is saying, do not be emotional. Yes, your children are your children and you are responsible. You are responsible. But then, it's good to have silatul rahim with family members. See, my friends, we have to differentiate between two points. Two points. Let me articulate on this. Allah says, you have family, even if members of this family are not good, irreligious, anti-religion, still reach out to them once in a while, greet them, ask about them. You know, during Eid celebrations, weddings, funerals, ask them. Do not abandon them, even if they are non-Muslim and non-believer in God. Why? Because we have an important concept. That concept is called silatul rahim. Connect with your family. But then, this is the first point. The second point, God says, do not establish intimate relationship, close friendship and relationship with bad people. Don't. With family members who are bad, greeting is enough. Greeting once in a while, you know, asking about them once in a while, meeting them once in a while on certain occasions is good, but not more than that. Do not allow them to influence you. And do not take them as your best friends. Keep the family relationship, but friendship is different, my friends. Reserve your friendship for those who are good. For those who are good. That is the difference. And this is what God is trying to say to Nuh. God said to him, yes, you are his biological father, definitely. But when it comes to the path, he chose a different path. So, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. He's not your family anymore. He chose to go on a different path. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. Surely, such existence of your son, such existence was not righteous. عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. Sometimes we say a person did something bad. He did something bad. Sometimes Quran says the person is bad. Why? Because he kept doing bad things, times after times. When he does bad things, times after times, he becomes bad himself. This is why God is saying about the son of Noah, he is bad. عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. Because nothing good came out of him, unfortunately. Though he had the opportunity to be the son of the prophet, he could be a leader. But because he chose through his will, not through God's will, his will, God provided him with opportunities to come forward, to be saved. But some people don't want to listen. They don't want to listen. And this is part of us being a human. Being a human means we have a choice. We are not forced. Otherwise, God could have forced him to be good. He couldn't do that to his son. He could have forced him, but God does not force. God wants us to have a free choice. Why? Because the value of our work is when you have free choice, not when you are forced. God wants women, when they observe hijab, they observe it through free will, not because there is a police or a judge chasing them. When a judge chases you, your hijab has no value. You are wasting your time, because you are doing it for the fear of the police, not for the love for God. When you pray, when you do charity, any good act, we have to do it for the sake of God. Why should we fear people? If we do it for the sake of people, we have done nothing. We wasted our energy. We wasted our... God says, I want you to be good because of me, not because of people. If you speak the truth, do it for me, not because of the fear of people. If you don't steal, do it for me, not because for the fear of prosecution. Some people don't steal because of prosecution. Otherwise, if there is no cameras, nobody is watching them, they steal. They steal. This is not Islamic. God says, I want people to follow me voluntarily, even if there are no cameras, no police, no judges, no government, because of their love. And this is very difficult to happen, believe me. It's very difficult. But we still have such people. We still have such people, even if people are not watching them. Even if there is no accountability in the society, they find themselves accountable before God. Because God is above them. They do everything for Him, not for people. They don't care about what people say. This is the good Islam. This is the right version of Islam, which is not found. In many societies, it's not found. Islam for us is a slogan, slogan. We say Islam, Islam, Islam. Only written in books, not practiced outside in the street. The book is something, and the practice is something else. So Allah says to him, إنه ليس من أهلك إنه عمل غير صالح فلا تسألن ما ليس لك به علم. So no, don't question me concerning that which you have no knowledge about it. You are being emotional here. I want you to incorporate your reason. Not because Noah did not know. Noah knew. He knew what is right and what is wrong. But Noah, during a moment of weakness because of his fatherhood, seeing the son being drowned, he pleaded to God emotionally. He became emotional. And we don't blame him. If things happen, if this thing happened to anyone, he becomes emotional. You don't want to see your son that you raised being drowned and goes to Jahannam. You don't want that to happen. So God is saying to Noah, basically, do not be emotional, be rational. فَلَا تَسْأَلَنَّ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Wow, look at this following sentence. It's very powerful, and very beautiful, very eloquent in Arabic. إِنِّي أَعِظُكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Indeed, O Noah, I exhort you and advise you not to be part of those who are ignorant. Why God used ignorance here, and ignorant? Because those who put their emotions before their brains, they become ignorant. Your emotions are going to block your reason and your brain. When you always put your emotions, when it comes to food, you know this food is bad. And you have to have a healthy diet, but you still eat. Why? Because your stomach is important for you than your health. Some people, their stomach is more important than God, believe me. When they eat, they become blind. The doctor tells them, don't eat this. This is like a poison. They don't care. When it comes to a human relationship, love, they love the wrong person. His parents, his educators, people who love him, they tell him, this is not the right person. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. Why? Because he puts his emotions before his reason. Every day we do this. Every day we put our emotions before our reasons, and we become part of the jahileen, ignorant. Allah is saying to Nuh, don't do that. Use your reason, always. Do not let your emotions overcome your reason, because you become a victim. I gave you reason to think with reason. If you follow reason, reason is going to save you. If you follow your sheer emotions, they're going to destroy you. Inni a'idhuka an takuna min al-jahilin. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi' Allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. Tomorrow inshallah, Friday, salat al-jumu'ah at 1 p.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m. we're going to have this important seminar. And it is a historical seminar in America. So far we had debates between Shias and Sunnis, debates and you know. But now this is not a debate. This is an intellectual discussion between the one family, between the brothers and the sisters, the Shias and the Sunnis. It will be on Saturday, beginning 9:30. Be there inshallah, be on time. And the direction on the flyer, the name, the direction, the information on this flyer outside. And it is going to end by 4:30 inshallah. And it is going to be one of the best discussions among these two branches of Islam inshallah. Saturday, a Shia Sunni seminar on their thoughts and their challenges and how to work together to build strong, dignified community here in North America, inshallah. So I want you to register. Go to the website to register. If you don't register, you might not be able to get a seat because it's packed. I was told today and yesterday, it's almost packed. So you need to register, inshallah. And I ask you at the end to remember Marhum Sayyid Sahib Al-Musawi Al-Battat. He's the father-in-law of my son, Sayyid Mahdi Al-Qazwini, who died last week in Minnesota. So please remember him with Surah Al-Fatiha, Ma'a As-Salati Ala Muhammadin Wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.